One of some 20 undeclared ballistic missile operating bases in North Korea serves as a missile headquarters. That's part of the findings of a new report by the Center for Strategic and International Studies. The report says the Sinari operating base and the Nodong missiles deployed at the location fit into North Korea's presumed nuclear military strategy by providing an operational-level nuclear or conventional first-strike capability. The discovery of an undeclared missile headquarters comes 3 days after U.S. President Donald Trump announced Friday that he looks forward to another summit to discuss denuclearization with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in late February. VOA Asia's Ira Melman spoke via Skype about the report with Paul Evans, professor in the School of Public Policy and Global Affairs at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver.
Well, I don't think that the discovery of the missile base, while it's new news, it's an old story. There's been no effort by the North Koreans to disclose or identify where their nuclear and their missile capabilities lie. So this is not a I don't think it's a new piece of information that suddenly clouds the meeting. This is the reality of the situation. The U.S. North Korea discussion at the head of government level is very preliminary. It has not even got to the basics yet of exactly what can be revealed, what can't be revealed, much less than how things are going to start being removed.
What kind of effect might that have on the next summit meeting if it is to take place?
It would be difficult to imagine this stopping the meeting because both sides have known that this has not yet been part of even an agreement on the declaration of facilities. It underlines how difficult this next summit meeting is going to be on the basis of there having been very little progress on any of the inferred actions by North Korea and the United States still not winding down the sanctions. So it's almost as if we're in a time warp where we're going back as if it's a first meeting that didn't cover some ground. Whether it can or not, the odds are not very high that something breakthrough is going to come here, but hope springs eternal.
Given that, what does either side, or both sides for that matter, want to get out of this meeting?
Well, I think that the politics for both sides are important. Mr. Trump is trying to move ahead with a special initiative in his own special way that he hopes will produce some kind of result. I think the more interesting logic is right now on the North Korean side. And as before earlier meetings, this is being accompanied by a series of interactions with South Korea, but particularly with China. So whether under those circumstances, North Korean, President Kim is going to come with any new kinds of proposals is in question. I think, you know, we can't distance this from the U.S.-China economic negotiations. I mean, Xi Jinping is in many ways in the middle of both a difficult negotiation with the United States on trade, but he is also the broker. He's the person who can have at least some influence on what Kim is willing to put on that table. And so this could be a desire to stall for time, to let this thing run later, to see where the U.S.-China negotiations go. Or he may see help Kim take some steps towards keeping the process in play with the U.S.
How much input do you think Xi Jinping has had already, given the last meeting between he and Kim just a week or two ago?
Well, it's correct that the North Koreans are not moving very far without consultations, obviously, with Xi. And whether that is going to produce leverage to move forward or whether it's going to be a delay and keep the status quo, the murky status quo, indefinitely. I think, you know, the other factor that has come into play in this is that if we imagine four musicians trying to play a quartet, we have essentially North Korea, China, and increasingly South Korea playing to one kind of melody, whereas the United States is something on the outside. It has the biggest instrument, but it is listening, and it is not in it. It's not the deciding. It's not the lead instrument in this quartet going forward, and that's what makes all of this so peculiar. Is that you have three countries going in one kind of direction on this, and the U.S. Both divided and not moving forward in its ambitions.